Welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman, the show for spiritually rooted women who are hungry for change and growth. I am your host, Natalie Warren, and my mission as a personal development strategist and inner healer is to inspire, educate, and motivate women worldwide to stop limiting themselves and settling for less than what they want and were created to be. If you are ready to transform your life by getting out of your own way, hearing your soul's voice above the noise, and activating your life's purpose, you are at the best place. Let's tune in to today's episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. Hello, hello, and welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman podcast. I am delighted that you are here. You know, it's not by chance that our paths have crossed and that you are listening to this particular podcast at this time in your life. I know what I know about you is you're a woman. You're a woman who is awakening to the truth of who you are. You're awakening to healing. You're awakening to transformation. And what I get to do is I get to walk with you on this journey. We get to walk together on this journey. And I am glad to say that today I am here on this journey with someone else. You get to share this space with me as we are going to be having a conversation about self-care, really talking about what it is, bringing some insight into how you can do some things with it in a different way, and even letting go of some thoughts that you may have had about it. And so I'm going to introduce you to the co-host, the guest that I have today. Danielle Turner is with me. Danielle, can you say hello to the audience?
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
I am so glad to have you here. Danielle is a licensed clinical social worker. She's a best-selling author. She's a podcast host as well, speaker, and a self-care advocate. And she has a practice that she actually supports individuals, adults, children, and families to really support them in their mental health. And I am just delighted that you have the space and time to be here. Danielle, tell more about who you are to the audience.
So that's pretty much in a nutshell. I am, as of 2024, going to follow your lead. You definitely are an inspiration for me, and I'm going to be jumping into the event/retreat host arena. So I'm very excited about that because I love to travel and I love wellness and I love working with women, specifically women who have gone through difficult life transitions and helping them to navigate their life after that transition has happened and, you know, figure out who they are and how to take care of themselves and prioritize and mindset shifting. So I'm really looking forward to jumping into that arena so I can just further help those women out there that, you know, that need us.
Oh, I love it. You know, my heart is like beating fast because I'm like, yes, I love it. I love it. I'm so delighted that our paths have crossed because, you know, it just happened, right? That our paths have crossed, but I know it's not by chance. And I am thankful for the work that you're doing because I know it's so needed and necessary. So looking forward to hearing more about that and what we're going to talk about today from Danielle sharing some great things on self-care. And I'm just curious of why have you become a self-care advocate, like using that as something that you lead with?
So I went through a very difficult, depressive divorce. And one of the things I realized through that I was helped me move through that space. And after that, I'm like, wait a minute, everybody should be knowing what to do and how to prioritize themselves so that when something difficult happens and your whole life gets shifted upside down, you're still able to move through it gracefully, still have peace. You know, it's going to be difficult, of course, but being able to move through it and, you know, get through that time period with some grace and inner harmony is what I feel is very important. So for me, it was going through my own experience and wanting to help other women navigate that same experience.
Wow. I mean, I think when you have life lived experience, you come from a different space with supporting others because you get it, right? You've been there. You understand the intricate details of that experience. And so you've taken that and now provided a way for others to kind of pivot off of or kind of jumpstart from your experience. Wow. Thank you for doing that because that takes a lot of courage.
You know, I feel like, you know, like you said, the best, well, I shouldn't say the best, but I'm going to say healers who have healed, I feel, and it's just my opinion, can be like your best advocate because, like you said, you've been through it. And so you're relatable. And I feel like that's one of my superpowers, even when I'm doing my therapy, you know, the therapist part of what I do. A lot of my clients, they can relate to me. Because I've been there. And so, you know, when I'm telling them, like, these are the things that you can do and making those suggestions around how they can move through trauma and difficulties, it's because I've tried it myself. And I'm also able to learn from them. So there's sometimes they come back and they say, I tried that and it didn't work, but I did this. So now there's something that I may not have tried. And so now I'm willing to try that for myself too. So it's like a lot of give and take for me and my clients. Because I'm relatable.
Yes, I appreciate that. And even those who are listening, here's what I also heard Danielle share is you might be at a very challenging point in your life right now because transitions happen to us all. But being able to see someone who took their transition that was very challenging and difficult and took that and was able to now have purpose and meaning from that experience and help others. I'm hopeful that that's encouraging wherever you are, wherever you find yourself. So, Danielle, tell us, as we're thinking about self-care, we're diving into it. It's a topic that people probably have heard of before, but it means different things to different people. How do you define self-care? Like, give us this kind of what you see it as, and maybe if it's changed over time, what has that been like?
So I always say self-care is any intentional act that you do that's going to improve your overall, like mind, body, and spirit. And it can be anything that makes you feel good, that's going to help you reset and recharge. So for me, for instance, I love to organize. So for me, it's there's nothing for you to come in my house and I may be reorganizing the kitchen cabinets. Now, the people I live with may not be able to find anything when I'm done, but that's a them problem, right? So, but that makes me feel good to be organized. So I always say, if you like ripping up paper, then get stacks of paper and rip them up. If that's gonna help you feel good and give you that time to be mindful and to just be with yourself and reset, then do that. And then as far as, you know, self-care evolving, my thing is, when you start your self-care journey, you might do one thing. Let's say maybe you do journaling. And then as you go along, it's going to change because your life changes. Your time commitments might change. Your environment might change. So you may have to do other things that, you know, come along with where you're at in your life at the time and be able to try different things. So, like, your self-care is going to always be evolving and it's always going to be something different as you go along. And then there might even be self-care where it's not necessarily where you're doing a task, but it could be setting boundaries or, you know, your mindset shifting. So even those things are self-care. And so those things are going to evolve as well.
I love that you're giving the idea of this range of self-care because sometimes we can only see it from one perspective. So maybe we're saying it's the physical, right? The massages, getting my nails done, toes done, those type things. But what you're saying is that it's a range of things you can do. And I love how you mentioned it evolves with you, right? It evolves as you evolve. Was that something you experienced and now you have a better understanding?
Oh, most definitely. You know, for me, it did start off with doing some journaling or reading or, you know, and then it went to meditating and then it went to that mindset shifting and setting boundaries. So it was just a gradual process for me. And then it turned into now this is a way of my of life because I was consistent with it. versus I'm just going to journal here and there when I'm in a bad space. You know, it turned into this is now routine. So it definitely has evolved over the years for me. And I'm thankful for that evolution, actually, because it's helped me grow just as a person.
Right. I love it. We are always evolving. We are always changing. So evolution is always happening. And I love the idea of when you shared about self-care as the smaller things that people may even overlook, that they are also acts of self-care, and that we don't actually have to wait until things are bad to do self-care. Can we talk about that? Because that's a mess.
That hurts.
Right. Talk about that, because people think it has to be bad before I do self-care.
No, not at all. If you're consistent, when you get to something bad, you're better able to manage it. And you're better able to handle whatever situations, transitions, whatever stresses you're having, because you've been consistent with your self-care. Now, maybe you need to ramp it up a little bit, or maybe you need to change it and tweak it a little bit and do something different. But if you're consistent, when you get to that, those spaces, you're going to be golden. You're like, oh, I got this. Like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. This lifestyle, that was the word you used earlier, that comes back. Like, it becomes out this consistent lifestyle. So when life happens, because we know life will life, right? We're going to have life happen. Mm-hmm. you're saying they will have maybe like a reservoir that they're pulling from versus a deficit because they have been consistent with it.
Exactly. You know that saying where, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. Mm-hmm. And so it's like your cup is never empty. It's always just overflowing. So there's extra because you're consistent pouring into it. You never let it get down to the empty. The light doesn't ever come on, like in our cars, because you're consistently filling that cup up.
I love it. I love it. This consistent flow, this lifestyle. What would you add as some other common misconceptions or barriers? Because we've heard about self-care, but there are things that get in the way that people may not be embracing it. What would you identify as some other barriers?
Time. I don't have time. I'm too busy, which is so untrue, because self-care doesn't require a lot of time. Even 5 or 10 minutes a day of maybe meditating or resting, you know, or taking a walk, stretching, doing some breath work, you know, those are self-care things you can do, one, in the moment, and two, 5 or 10 minutes a day can make a very strong impact just on your overall life. Finances is another one. People think that self-care has to be expensive. Self-care doesn't mean you have to go to a spa every single week. Self-care, again, can be simple things like taking a walk or playing a game or reading or, you know, just meditating. Those things don't require money. And I think the other one is people feel like it's selfish. Mm-hmm. When you're steadily taking care of everyone else, to now recognize, wait a minute, I got to take out some time for me. Sometimes people feel like I can't do that. You know, they have that guilt. But like they say, when you get on an airplane, right, you put your mask on first before someone else's. I can't help you if I can't help myself. So I tell people that all the time, like the most expensive Uber ride you will ever have is an ambulance. And if you're not taking care of yourself and you pass out somewhere, guess what? Somebody's going to call an ambulance. We hope someone's going to call an ambulance for you. You don't want that Uber ride. That's too expensive for something that you can prevent by just taking care of yourself, even if it's in small doses.
Right. And I love how you said that, like how you gave a solution for all of the barriers. So the barrier of time, which, you know what, Danielle, we tell ourselves we don't have time. But when I look at my day, how much of my time am I scrolling on social media?
I know, right?
I'm watching TV. I'm doing a mindless activity. So it's amazing how we may say that to ourselves. But you're saying, you know what, even if you are busy and you have a lot going on, giving yourself 5 or 10 minutes. And that doing that daily adds up.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. So providing that as a way to overcome that. Then you talked about the idea of it being selfish, which as women, certainly we can think of, I need to be putting everybody else before me, but the importance of putting self first, and that's okay, right? That's okay.
Yes.
And then the money piece you brought up is another barrier, right? Telling ourselves that we just don't have the money to take care of. And you said, you know what? You don't even need to spend money to take care of yourself.
Nope, not at all. We think we have to go to a spa or join a gym. There's so many YouTube exercise videos and meditation videos and, you know, that you can do things right at home without spending any money. We're already paying for to stream all these apps. Let's use them, you know, and save ourselves money.
Right, right. Beautiful. No, I love it because, yeah, when we recognize that the barrier isn't so much a barrier anymore, right? Because you just told us how we can overcome them, then we're more empowered to do something.
Exactly.
And so what would you say to the woman who is listening and saying, okay, I know this is important. I want to do something. I'm not sure where to start. How would you give them some insight on jumpstarting their journey for the rest of 2023?
So there's five things that I always say, well, maybe six, but five things that I always say to help you kind of jumpstart. One is a self-reflect. So really sit down and think about all the things that you enjoy doing, big and small. Because again, like I said, if you enjoy ripping up paper or sharpening pencils, have at it, right? So think big and small and then make a list of those things. So now you have a list of activities that you enjoy doing. Once you've done that, set some realistic goals. So a lot of times we want to just jump headfirst into something. Let's say, for instance, that we want to go to the gym. We're like, I'm going to go to the gym every day, 7 days a week for an hour a day. Mm-hmm. Is that really realistic, right? So set realistic goals that are actually achievable and ones that you can sustain. And then you build onto each of those goals little by little. So, you know, you kind of do that blocking. Mm-hmm. The third one is set a routine. I am a firm believer. We have a schedule. So we schedule nail appointments and doctor's appointments. We make reservations for dinner. We schedule meetings. Schedule your self-care. The same way you're going to put this doctor's appointment in your calendar, put a block in for your self-care throughout the week. So it's in your calendar. You have a routine. And now you know exactly what days to start being consistent. Number four, you want to switch it up. So you don't want to do the same thing all the time. It's good to have a variety. And so then again, that goes back to step number one. When you have that list of things, then you can now be like, I might be bored with this. Let me do something different. Maybe what I was doing is not helping anymore. So be open to switching things up and be open to trying new things, because I think that's really important. And then have some self-compassion, because it's not something that, like, boom, overnight and you wake up tomorrow and I'm all self-cared up and I'm good. It's going to take time. It's going to take some consistency. You might have some setbacks, and that's okay. So just being compassionate with yourself and don't judge yourself. And then I know I said five, but the sixth thing I'm thinking about is seek some professional help if you need it, you know, or get an accountability partner so that you have someone you can support, who can support you through the process of getting yourself started.
Thank you. Wow. I appreciate so many things that were very practical, but so powerful and effective to getting someone jump started. You said about variety, and I'm a person, Danielle, that I get bored easily. So one of my needs in life is variety. And so that was a great thought to say, you know what, this, I might get bored with doing the same thing. Spice it up, change it up, do something different. And that may encourage me to keep going. So certainly I hope that as you're listening to these, you're saying, okay, maybe I can't do all six, but you know, I'm going to start with one of them, right? Just start with one step. And that step will lead you to the next step. What would you say, Danielle, as I'm thinking about the woman who is already doing self-care, but she recognizes what she's doing isn't enough for the level of stress that she may be experiencing? What advice would you give her?
I think, again, to switch it up, you know, do something different. Maybe look at your calendar, you know, and your schedule to see if there's some time where you might can incorporate, you know, something else into your schedule, or even during your work day. Because I feel like sometimes when we're at work, we get so busy working that we forget to maybe get up and do some stretching from your desk. Maybe walk around, you know, if you can go outside and walk around, or walk around your building, drinking your water, even that's self-care. So even if you're doing like those little things throughout the day, that's going to help de-stress your, you know, help you de-stress. Even when you feel like I'm doing all the things, but I'm still extremely stressed out.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for speaking to her and giving her some tips and strategies to also improve in her self-care journey. Because listen, everyone, we all need to take care of ourselves, right? We all need to take care of ourselves and be aware of where we are at any given point to whether we need to increase or change up our self-care, because you're important. And what you have matters, you matter. And so, Danielle, I am so appreciative of you being here today. I know my listening audience will love to know how to find you, how to connect with you, and if you have anything coming up.
So the best way to connect with me is Instagram. So on Instagram, I am Danielle, the Self-Care Advocate. My website is www.daniellewturner.com. is the other way. And then also on Facebook, I'm Danielle Turner.
Perfect. Danielle Turner, thank you again for being here, bringing in your expertise and your life lived experience that really just speaks to the woman advocating for us to take care of ourselves. Ladies, my hope is that you take what you heard and put it into action. What we know is application without information without application leads to constipation. And listen, that is not fun. You want to put it into action and really move forward with creating the life that you love and what I believe you were created to have. You have just listened to another episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. Until the next episode, bye for now. Thanks for listening to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. If you liked our show and want to know more, check us out at www.awaken2power.com. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, and we would love to hear your feedback. Join us next week for another episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman.